Dear listeners, this podcast is created by the Linguistov team.
If you want to practice and improve your English in a fun and creative way, please visit our website www.linguistov.ru.
And if you want to share your opinion and ideas regarding our discussions, you can email us at info@linguistov.ru.
Checking if the recording is on.
Okay, make sure it's on.
Okay, I think that it's fine. As Daniel says, the numbers are growing, so.
Oh, okay. Rapidly increasing.
Yeah, I think it's a good sign. So, how are you?
I am very good, and what about yourself?
Fantastic as usual. yesterday I went to see one of my friends in here, who lives here in St. Petersburg, and she presented me with a bouquet of lilies of the valley.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, I bought another bunch of these flowers. So right now in both rooms, there are like lilies of the valley, so it's like I'm marking my territory. And yeah, and I bought tickets actually back to.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, for the 23rd.
That would probably be when I will be coming to Nabrezhny Chelny.
Oh, perfect.
Well, that's not on the 23rd, probably on the 27th or 25th, something like that.
So I will be in Chelny, so...
Yeah, you'll be in Chelny, so basically... the linguistic team is traveling together.
Yeah.
It's a one body.
As an entity.
As an entity, yeah.
So...
Yeah, I wanted to quote the Bible, but I don't remember the exact quote. So,
yeah, was there something in the Bible? I don't remember. Well, I didn't read the Bible. I didn't actually even read Quran.
Okay, you don't have to.
I don't think so. I'm actually quite curious about the Bible. I know certain stories, I could understand from certain films. Yeah. What was it? Monty Python, Life of Brian, if I'm not mistaken. But it was a parody. Parody, yeah. About Jesus Christ. It's not for religious means. You just have to know certain things.
Educational.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's quite important.
I like it. I like the Bible, but...
They say that the Old Testament is the most important part, the most interesting part.
Well, it's like a set of stories.
Yeah.
And the New Testament is mostly focused on Jesus Christ, while the Old Testament is just a bunch of various stories showing God's will and His love of His people, so things like that. But it's like just a set of random stories. They recommend to start with the New Testament,
mm-hmm.
And then once you are done with the New Testament, then you can start reading the Old Testament, because for Christians, New Testament is more important, but for Jewish people, this is the Old Testament. So basically, depending on what side you are.
Yeah.
I haven't read Quran, though.
No, me neither.
Yeah, maybe one day.
Yeah, I think that it will be...
I'm not very tempted, though.
Actually, I can say the same about myself.
Maybe one day.
It's unfortunate that we couldn't record the...
Because it was so good.
It was really good.
Yeah, and the topics discussed were all quite interesting. So, yeah.
All right, so I have an introduction for us.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, for both of us. I think
it's so lonely without Daniel.
It's very lonely, actually. I think we sort of got used to him. He is the working engine that enables us to go through all the troubles and difficulties, no matter what. Her body might sleep, but her mind is ever vigilant. She seeks the truth and might one day find it. The thinker and the zombie lover, Asia.
Wow. I am very much flattered when it comes to zombies.
Yeah. Did you know that they have a sitcom in the United States?
I want to watch it, of course.
It's about zombies, but it's more like a romantic story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the girl falls in love with the zombie and she somehow heals him.
Oh, is it called the Twilight Saga?
Is there something about zombies?
No, they're about vampires. But this situation is pretty similar. He's a vampire, she's a human.
But they were inspired by it, and this character of the vampire with zombie.
Well, they decided not to do it that similar, so they changed it to vampires.
Yeah.
Okay, but obviously the original was about zombies, of course.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, of course, yeah. No doubt.
Her sunny days in St. Petersburg are slowly running out, but there are more places for her out there to go. Places where she can keep on doing basically nothing. The usually host of Linguista podcast, Landish.
Wow.
So, yeah, I doubt that Renat is going to miss me.
So, how are you guys doing?
Coexisting. You know, we've been siblings for quite a long time.
But have you been sharing the room for quite a long time?
For how many years?
Before
he went to St. Petersburg. Right. We actually, yeah, we shared a room.
But then they were children at that time. I think he's been living in St. Petersburg for quite a long time already. So he probably forgot how it feels like to have a sister in the room.
Sometimes he comes home. He comes to the Chelny, and it's fun to be with him. But you know, he works and he goes to this music club where he plays the guitar. So I don't really see him that much. At the time when he arrives back home, so it's like midnight, I'm already asleep. Uh-huh. And then I get up at 4 or 5, and he's
already gone.
No, he's not gone. He's still asleep, and I just wake him up at 9. He wakes up and goes to work. But right now, this week he took vacations. But his vacations are usually, you know, just sleeping and eating. So right now he just sleeps and eats. So it's pretty much the same. I don't really see him because most of the time he's asleep.
By the way, I forgot to tell that you went to Finland this week.
Yes, please tell us about it.
Yeah, I was just summarizing my impressions about this country and the time I've spent there. And I can say this is a very beautiful country, and the capital of Finland, Helsinki, is very well kept, very clean. What surprised me most is there aren't that many people as we Russians are used to. It can be the rush hour, but there aren't any traffic jams. There aren't that many people as even in Chelny. Compared to Chelny, it seems very deserted, you know. So you become very lonely and isolated. But I guess this is just because it's unusual for us to not see that many people. But I guess once you get used to that, then probably it's not that boring. I liked social structures and the nature. It's actually very fascinating. So what I didn't like is I didn't like the prices for Russian tourists. They are quite high. For us traveling from Russia, that can be a bit unexpected and unreasonably high.
Uh-huh. So, what places have you visited? You've been to Helsinki and
Helsinki.
As I understood, you were like mostly in some rural places.
Rural city called Karja. Yeah, but we went to Helsinki with my mm-hmm. friend twice.
I've never been to Finland, although, you know, I lived in St. Petersburg for 3 years, and I didn't go there somehow. What I've heard is that, you know, there are shops close, it's like 5 or 6.
Something like that, yes. There was something else I wanted to say about Helsinki. Well, actually, as I understood from Wikipedia, this country is very safe and ecologically probably the friendliest country in the world. And it has a lot of benefits, social benefits. Like, so if you want to give birth, then probably Finland will be the best country.
Oh, great!
to give birth to a child, the Finland probably will be the best country because there are so many benefits. And as I understood, all people speak very good English, very decent English. So if you get lost, then it's not a problem. You can ask anybody and they will tell you the way.
I remember that when I was in Berlin, in the airport, I was pestered by some Finnish guy. And he was quite an old man, like maybe 45, maybe already close to 50. He was so drunk. He spoke very decent American English, and I first thought that he was American.
Mm-hmm.
And he started to first he was singing Bob Dylan song, and I started asking me about whether I know Bob Dylan, whether I respect Bob Dylan, and of course, yeah, so I very politely.
tried I like to Bob do. Dylan. I like some of his songs.
I do. I love Bob Dylan. I read quite a lot about him, and I like his songs. I think that I like Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan, you know, among those the guys.
As for the Finnish people, I had an impression that they are quite reserved and maybe a bit cold.
So this friend of yours, is he Finnish?
Actually, no, he's not. He's from Nigeria.
From where?
From Nigeria.
How come he's in Finland?
Well, he has been studying. Actually, he's graduated recently.
Uh-huh.
And now he is going to do some additional studies. You know, when you are a student, you can live in Finland. They even pay for your apartment, for your food. They give you some kind of a scholarship. So it's very good to be a student in Finland. Even if you are from another country.
It seems like it is good to be anyone in Finland.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I read about this Scandinavian, well, Finland is not Scandinavia, but close to. I read about these countries, and actually, well, they are wonderlands. So the crime level is really low, the salaries are really high, the ecology is really great, social benefits, so everything is so much better. I wonder why there aren't that many people. So
we can change it.
we certainly can, but what I think that there is something that we don't know about it. Maybe something we should not know about this country.
Oh.
Why aren't there so many people if they are so great? If these countries are so great, so this is a bit suspicious. So anyway, if you have a chance, go to Finland.
Maybe soon it will not be that deserted.
It was really swarming with Russian immigrants. Yeah, and everywhere you'll hear this Russian speech.
Mm. We're going to start the internal occupation.
Invasion.
Invasion of Finland.
Yeah. Occupation? No, just visiting.
I love that joke. Actually, with Daniel basically getting all these, you know, important news, I already stopped reading news and following the news.
That's so convenient, isn't that, when someone's doing that for you?
Yeah, I think I'm growing lazy, so I just, I have
just,
some...
Just beer. Beard and... beard and beer.
Beard and beer. Well, actually, I hope that we're going to start next week with this beardology section.
I can send you some interesting
That would be
you can subscribe to so that you can know more about this wonderful aspect of our life.
Yeah.
Maybe you can even also grow a beard one day or maybe buy a fake one.
I can start with a fake one.
Yeah, you can, and simultaneously growing your own underneath of it.
The convenience of these fake things, you can always change them according to your style.
Yeah, the color of your clothes. How do you find bearded women? Are they attractive? From the artist's point of view.
It's quite unusual.
Do you find them unusual?
I I've never seen one.
Actually, there used to be a singer, I think, the one who participated in one of Eurovision sessions. Uh-huh. I don't think that it's a she, I think it's a he, but for some reason dressed as a female.
Oh, like a transvestite.
Like a transgender, yeah, but very slender, you know, very feminine body, but with a beard.
I can send
you a picture. I can find it, and it's really amazing. And as you said, so unusual.
Yeah.
Like you see a woman, like a real woman, with the breasts and butts.
For me, it's something facial, like out of a circus. You know, they used to have this bearded woman, yeah, in circuses. When you read books, there are always bearded women.
I think you can do that too, if you start shaving.
You really?
Well, I'm not sure. like, you know, like when you look at a boy, he is not born with a beard, yeah? But then at the age of 13 or 14, he starts shaving, like imitating his dad.
Oh, no, it's not why he's supposed to have a beard, just because...
Well, why not? He starts shaving, and you know, in the place where it used to be just one hair, two appear, so he has to shave. He has no other choice.
No, so. That's strange. Because, for example, the hair in your armpits, it's not... It doesn't start growing because you start shaving it. It just starts growing.
I know, but try shaving it. Try shaving your hand, and you'll see what happens.
Have you ever tried it?
Yeah.
You're like speaking from a personal experience.
Well, I can talk about legs.
Oh, legs, yeah.
Fuzzy-legged women. You know why they are fuzzy-legged?
What does it mean, fuzzy-legged?
They have a lot of hair on their legs.
Okay. Oh, today I saw a woman in the subway.
Back to nature.
Back to nature. But the woman, like, in shorts, and her legs were, like, you know, thick black hair.
Well, that's what I'm saying, back to nature.
Yeah.
She decided to go natural.
I mean, you can only admire those people.
You think so?
It's no complexes, you know, just...
Maybe she's unaware of that. Maybe she doesn't know that she needs to, like...
But it's okay as long as she's comfortable, you know, with her body. I am always, you know, fascinated by those people who are completely okay with how they look.
Oh, you know, this photographer, I sent you a link a couple of weeks ago. You remember the woman from the United States who does self-portraits and apparently not a very beautiful woman?
Mm-hmm.
I really liked her work, actually, and I was really fascinated with the fact that she's so openly and now analyzing herself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I can't say admiring, because there's not much admiration, but apparently she's delving into that deep analysis of her beauty or maybe her inner world, something like that. So, yeah, I can't say that I'm fascinated with people who are openly without complexes, as you put it, but... I'm apparently a bit surprised to see that.
Beauty is such a subjective notion. When you don't want to change anything about yourself, I don't know, it must be some kind of a strength.
Well, as one of my favorite singers has put it, I am really afraid of beautiful faces. There is something weird about them.
And scary.
And scary. And it must be really tough to be, you know, that glamorously beautiful as a cover girl. What do they have under the surface? What do they think about? How do they live their daily life with a face like that? I'm really more comfortable with people who are okay. I mean, not very beautiful. Who are okay. I'm really scared of very glamorously beautiful, even maybe perfect in some ways, people, boys and girls.
I think that when you're not that pretty and you find yourself all right, you feel comfortable in your own body, it's some sort of a freedom.
I think as long as you are, as you said, as long as you're comfortable with your face and with your body, well, then yes, you don't have to be very, you don't have to be wanting to become someone you want to be, someone you are actually not. But I think there are some people whose inner world is in a huge contrast with their appearance, and they can't find peace. It's so inadequate. Mm-hmm. It's such a disbalance.
Last time we decided to give the sessions, how do you call it, when you are meeting a psychologist?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Now I am your patient.
So tell me about the trial. Are you comfortable with how you look?
No, not really.
I
wouldn't want to discuss that publicly, but you are very welcome to ask me this question when we are not recording our conversation. Yeah, but as for the I can tell you. Okay, no, I won't. Anyway, yeah.
No, one thing that I remember that you told me, and it still, you know, bugs me. It still bothers me that your mother told you that you are not beautiful.
Well, yes, no, she didn't say. She didn't tell me that I'm ugly. But she said when I asked her, like, "Mommy, am I beautiful?" She said, "You're okay." Yeah, that was the beginning of all my problems.
Bad parenting.
You
have to face the truth.
You have to face the truth as early as possible, because what would have happened with me if she said, "Yes, Asya, you are the best and the most beautiful girl ever." So I would think that I'm like the center of the universe, and I would behave likewise. I would treat people likewise. I would be a complete bastard. Well, I wouldn't call it otherwise, you know. So maybe she was right, but yeah, she ruined my life at the age of 3.
Oh, no.
Have you ever asked your mom about that? Did you ask your mom when you were a child about your looks?
Oh, I think that I still ask her. From time to time.
What does she say?
She says, "You are perfect. You are perfect. Don't worry about it." Yeah.
Okay. If I were your mom, I would probably say the same, because if a daughter keeps on asking. Even when she's like. So she's probably really troubled with that problem. I would probably say the same, like, "Darling, you are beautiful. You're perfect." But you see, in my case, my mom told me the truth at the age of 3. So no more questions from my part. Your mom made a mistake. I'm just kidding, actually. You are very beautiful.
No.
Yes. You're fishing for a compliment.
I think that you're probably doing the same as my mother does.
Okay.
I'm not doubting everyone.
Well, after that. Okay.
In a survey of 3,600 full-time workers in the USA, more than half consider themselves to be overweight, and 41% have gained weight at their present jobs. Of those who say they've gained weight, 59% gained over 4.5 kilos, and 30% gained over 9 kilos. Conversely, 16% of all workers say they've lost weight while at their current job. According to the survey, here are the top jobs for gaining weight: administrative assistant, then engineer, teacher or instructor, nurse practitioner or physician's assistant, IT manager, network administrator, attorney, judge, legal professional, scientist, biological, physical, and social. A worker cited the following causes for expanding waistlines: sitting at the desk most of the day, eating because of stress, eating out regularly, the temptation of the office candy jar, workplace celebrations, pressure to eat food co-workers bring in. You didn't have that much experience with...
With what?
With a job. Was there something like... Is there any problems with, gaining or losing weight?
In my life?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to lose a couple of pounds.
I don't think that you need to.
Well, I do.
You have to, you know, continue doing what you do with those bikes and jogging. I think you're going to be perfect.
Well, I'm not very much concerned about body, but I think sports is the key. You have mm-hmm. to be leading an active lifestyle, you know. Mm-hmm. But as for weight, objectively, I do need to lose a couple of pounds. So it's okay to acknowledge that. What about you? Do you need maybe to gain a couple of
No. Actually, I've always been this weight conscious. It's been one of my problems, I think, throughout my life. Well,
you've been. What was your target? Gain or lose weight?
Lose weight.
Lose weight. Wow, that is so surprising. So you want to disappear as a child?
No, actually, I always had this weight problem. I was quite an, not fat as a child, but I was quite heavy. I was still heavy when I was in the university.
I don't think that you've ever had that problem.
No, I actually did. Well, I thought I did.
Show me your old pictures then.
I will, when
you have time.
I will. Yeah, of course.
Because now you seem to be like really, really skinny, especially when we took that walk downtown St. Petersburg, and I took pictures of yours. And then when I was looking at them, I was like, wow, she's really thin. She needs to eat more. That's what I was thinking. I don't know, maybe that's a compliment for you, maybe that's what you were heading at, but yeah.
One of the reasons that I started this, doing this dieting, trying to understand my body and how it works and what I should eat and what I shouldn't eat, it was part of the plan, so I thought mm-hmm. that I have to lose some weight. It was especially after the United States. Mm-hmm. And then it turned into a health issue, so I started to learn some things about healthy products, healthy dieting.
As for me, I've started thinking about health issue and healthy dieting not a very long time ago, maybe just like a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. I came to the conclusion that you can eat everything you want, but moderation is the key.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't overeat, or when we talk about alcohol, then that shouldn't become a habit. But as for eating, you can eat everything you want, but just you have to understand that certain products are not very healthy. It's better to eliminate them as much as possible. So that's basically my strategy. I try to not eat outside when it's possible, and I try to eat less fats, more protein, less sweets. That's mm-hmm. it. But I can't go without sweets. I still need some of them. So that's it, but sometimes I just I fall off the wagon.
Mm-hmm. Well, to everyone his own, so something that can be healthy for me may not be healthy for other people, so that's why I think that your strategy is I agree with it absolutely, but there are still people who can't be moderate in things like when you take alcoholics.
I guess when we talk about addicted people, mm-hmm. like alcoholics, drug addicted people, I think it's a psychological thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think people should always keep an eye on these certain things which make them addictive.
We talked, I think, already about it. This guy, Craig Ferguson, because I read
his
books about him being an alcoholic, and he is a person who can't be moderate. If he starts drinking, he can drink himself to death.
Yeah.
Or the same with drugs. And that's why for him, when he's completely obstinate from alcohol, mm-hmm. from drugs, that's the only thing that helps. So when you ban this for yourself, when you drop
and that's a good. And the good thing is that he understands that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because any addiction is very tricky. When I was a student, I used to smoke cigarettes. For me, that was kind of difficult to accept that I was addicted. I was like, oh, he's still like a game for me. I'm experimenting. But then I had to acknowledge that, hey, you are actually hooked. You have to stop that. I understood that simply because I was smart enough to understand that. But there are a lot of people, I think the majority of addictive people, people who smoke, people who drink, they still think that it's not that serious. Even 20 years, 30 years after that, they still think that it's not serious. 50% of the success is to understand that, wow, you are addicted, you eat too much, or you drink too much, things like that. But like, for instance, I've never been addicted to coffee. Like, I'm totally indifferent to coffee. I don't even need this to feel energy, to feel active. Even if I am sleepy, coffee doesn't help. But I know a lot of people can't even start their morning without a cup of coffee. So, right, I like this topic. I can talk about it.
Addictions. Yeah, we have our favorite topics.
That's addiction, homosexuality,
psychological diseases.
Psychological diseases, beard.
Beards, zombies.
Zombies, well, that's my favorite.
When Daniel's here, it's something with space.
And sliders.
And sliders, of course, yeah. I went to my only place where I worked, just met my ex-co-workers, and we had this chief accountant who was probably the main person who I communicated with. Her husband used to be one of these raw eaters, you know?
Uh-huh, vegan.
Vegan, yes.
Vegan, so yeah. Crazy people. My brother is a vegan. People.
Yeah, so, and he liked this, all the philosophy of it. When I still worked with this company, he was, strict vegan, and she always talked about it. But she wasn't. She wasn't vegan. She ate like a normal person. And it turned out that when I left, probably in a few months, she was cooking something in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Chicken, something with chicken.
And something really delicious.
Yeah, and he approached her. He went to the kitchen and said, I think that what you're doing is delicious. Let me please try it. So starting from this day, he just, gave up being vegan and started eating. But the main problem is, it was like more than a year ago. He gained a lot of weight.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's because his body didn't know how to digest this type of food, maybe.
Uh-huh.
His body was used to vegetables, fruits, that sort of thing. So his body didn't know how to digest meat or fish or these heavy products.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he probably gained a lot of weight.
When I started all this, my, special diet, which does not...
There's no name.
No name for it.
No name. Apple diet.
Apple diet. Not only apples.
I don't know. The apples were the only things I've ever seen you eating.
It's a main food. It's main ingredient.
Actually, we can say it's an apple diet.
An apple diet. But there are actually quite a lot of things that I... Not a lot, but other things that I eat.
Oh, you can say apple till four.
Apple till four, actually,
apple
yes.
Apple till four, yeah.
That's a brilliant name. Yeah, I will name my diet like that.
Apple till four. So what's apple till four about? Well, you can eat as many apples as you want till 4 o'clock.
Yeah, as many apples that I want. So then basically like any types of cabbages, but again, in moderation. Everything in moderation except for apples or greens.
Don't you ever feel tempted, like when someone's eating a very delicious thing in front of you and this smell...
No.
Reaching your nostrils. Don't you ever feel tempted? Like, at least trying, not even swallowing, just trying how it tastes like.
No, it's very strange for me. I think I've just got used to. I like cooking.
Baking,
Yes,
like baking.
I like this feeling of, powder, of butter, everything that I can cook with, because it's so interesting. You combine certain things and you get something creative. I love this. I love the way it looks and the way it smells. Maybe one day I will change this, but right now I think this is what's right for me. Yesterday I met this friend of mine. She is vegetarian. She's not vegan, and she's actually pregnant right now. It's something that I sometimes worry about.
You mean being vegetarian and being pregnant?
Yeah, especially if you're not exactly vegetarian, but you are,
on apple till four.
Well,
I think you will need to change your eating habits a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but not that you don't have to change them completely, because being pregnant does not mean being sick. Your body will take care of the child.
The most important thing is to listen to your body.
Yeah.
If you feel that you know you lack something, then you have to change something. But you know the most
you can yield to the temptation and try it.
Maybe because you know it's during the pregnancy it's the baby who speaks for you.
Yeah. I even know like you know this heavy athletes women who exercise in gyms. They lift weights and do all these exhausting exercises. The ones who are especially crazy about gym, they can even do that while being pregnant. Even till they're like about to deliver a baby, they can still be doing that. Mm-hmm. And nothing happens to them simply because their body is strong enough to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about your body. If you have weak health, then of course anything extraordinary should not be done.
Mm-hmm.
But in case you are strong physically and your eating habits are in order, then why not? I think there's nothing wrong about it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because I regularly go to see doctors. I never tell them about my diet.
And they don't find it. They cannot find it out.
No, because I'm an absolutely healthy person. I have a high level of, how do you call it, iron in blood.
Adrenaline. No, not adrenaline. Okay, I got one.
Yes. So that was her problem. I think that she initially had low level of iron. For example, when you do not eat meat, you do not get certain things. So they forced her. She went to see the doctors, and they forced her to, first of all, take vitamins, and then they forced her to eat meat. Can you imagine it?
Well, I think these doctors were not right.
After that, she got an overdose. Because she had to wait a little bit, but she went to doctors, she listened to them, and in the end she got overdosed, and she had to take hormones and a lot of different other medications to get rid of this iron.
Well, I love to go vegetarian, but I have such a weak will, you know. I already told you, I once tried, and 2 weeks later, I couldn't mm-hmm. I couldn't even wake up. I was that unhappy. And you know, it's not even about meat. I don't eat meat that much. I am quite indifferent to meat, but I like all this sweets, pasta, things like that. So not necessarily meat itself,
mm-hmm.
but just cooked food. I like cooked food.
Well, actually, they eat a lot. So basically what they don't eat is meat, yeah, and some strict vegetarians, they do not eat milk products or fish, yeah.
And I'm totally crazy about milk. That's my problem. I love milk. You're an adult, you don't really need that much.
Yeah, you don't need it. There was an article, they said that it is unnatural for an adult.
I agree. I totally agree with it, but I'm a milkaholic. I can't stop it. So yeah. So today we have this girly conversation with our Daniel. We talk about weight problems. We talk about see.
Well, we can't talk with him about the problems.
Well, we can try.
Yeah.
We can see his reaction.
Well,
like, okay, girls, I'm out of here. I gotta go make a coffee. You keep talking.
Well, when he comes,
we can conduct an experiment.
Yeah.
To see. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Conversation.
Okay. So that was very random. All right. I'll see you tomorrow then.
Yeah,
and what about the dear listeners? we have a contest.
Yeah. I think that we are already starting to forget about it.
Well, why don't I check it regularly to see new comments. I don't find any though. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Lots of books and discussions at www.lingvistov.ru.